Zeg dus pas aan Rimori, ja, van Minister Pilcher, zeg dus pas Daniel Schein, was er schon fall. Okay, this week's Parshas Beshalach, Shabbos Shira, Tu B'Shvat, so we have a lot of things. So the Torah says, Oz Yashir Moshe, Ubnei Yisrael, Es Hashira Zos L'Hashem, Eimru Leimor, Hashir L'Hashem, Ki Ga'o Ga'o, Sus V'Rochvo, Ramav Ayah. So that is the beginning of the Shira. And in the end of the Parsha, we read about Amalek. Vayavo Amalek, Vayilochem Yisrael, Berfidim, and the whole story with Joshua and the Aron V'chur, Tamchu B'Yadav, etc. So we'll see perhaps a connection between the Shira and the Melchama against Amalek. So the Pasuk says in Mishle, page 7, Ma'or einayim yisamach lev, shmua tova tidashen otzen. Right, so that Pasuk is famous because it's in the Kamtza Bar Kamtza. So, Ori Naim Yisamach Lev, says the Metzudas David, Ori Naim Medover HaMesupak Yisamach Lev. There's a phrase, there's a question who authored the following phrase. But the phrase is, Eit Simcha Kehataras HaSfeikus. Right? In other words, if you have a suffix about somebody, you know, I don't know, you're dating, you don't know which way, this way, that way, and then you make a decision. Ain't simcha kachtaras asfekus. When you have a suffix about something, and then you get clarity in the suffix. So there's a famous statement of ain't simcha kachtaras asfekus. Different opinions of who actually said the statement. It's quoted in different places. The statement here in Mishle and Metzudas David on this pasuk. Mori nai misamach lev. Metzudas David says, "Ha'oros einayim bedover shem besupok." You have, you feel enlightened. There's something that you were in doubt about, and now, oh, you have clarity. So you're happy. Ki ein ba'olam simcha kataras asfekus. And so that's one place. It's also quoted different people in the Shut HaRamah. This is the the Dr. Siv edition. He taught here in the Shiva. He was a Talmud of Ramosh Salvechik. He put out the Shut Ram, one of the editions of the Shut Ramah on page 10. He writes, Va'aschil v'haktin malas kovod nive malas kovod adoni v'atzos v'chakach atzi aleim esmei kosai kitor hivlumon v'mitzorech kamamar hachocham. He calls it Kemamar Hachacham Ki Lo Tam Simcha Mishlo Tam Simcha Sveikas V'Hatarasa. That a person doesn't have Simcha unless somebody who didn't have this Tam of Hataras Sveikas. This is Rabbi Berish Mandelbaum was the librarian here, 1948 to 1998. So he once said you should look at the Tshuvas Ramah, and that's and Rabbi Eisenman from Pesach once told me that Rav Isser Wolfson was a big Eloi, unfortunately passed away in Pesach. So he pointed out it's also in the Prima Gadim in Hilchas Chanukah in Mishpat Zov, where he says here on page 11, Zaydin Biat Oske Sorsecha. Derech Birkas HaTorah Lasak B'Divrei Torah. Should Tzavinu L'Ayin U'Falpel. You should befalpel the Torah till you get clarity. Of our Omer HaChoyker Ein Simcha Kataras HaSfeikus. So, okay, so these are the different places that it's quoted. What? Yeah, right. So, but not loved after that he got it from the Ramah. You know, this is a state. Some quotes say that the Rambam said it. right? There's a whole discussion. Discussing with Daniel Feldman once about this, and Professor Dienstag. We discussed this. He was a big buck in the Kisvei Rambam. Okay, whoever said it, who didn't say it, but it's a true reality of life that if you have sveikus about something and you feel you have clarity, so it's a tremendous source of simcha. So, how does this fit into our parsha? So, first, famous Gemara in Titus, two Mishvat. The Gemara says like this: you have the Miftarim Mehadodi, where the Rabbanim were leaving one another. Amalei Levarcha Mar, he says, you should give me a bracha. Amalei Emsholach Amashal Mahadav Adom, the Adom Shaylach Bamidbar. Right, you know the song already. So he says, you know, so what bracha should I make? Ilon lilon mama varechacha. Imomer lecha shiu peirosecha mesukin. So peirosecha mesukin. Right, and the we have everything. He ratzon shakol tchius shenotim bimcha. To you, Kamocha. And all the future plants should be like you, says Rashi, Betoro, Osher, V'chavot. So now let's put this all together. There's a sefer called Ikvei Sofer on different things from the Chasam Sofer. It says something on this parsha that puts it all together. So let's take a look on page 15. He says, "Zeu kavanas hemshecha mesora." You know, you have the mesora, the Bala Torah Turim, always called some mesora. Different places where the same word appears in Tanakh. You know, the word like a couple of parshias of pedus. You know, something pedus be'anamio be'anomecha lamachar yehosazeh, and the word pedus, farbeim pedus uftei yisrael. You know, so the way. The summer works. It gives you that same word, and then the darshanim make a whole drasha based on the connection. It's a good fertile ground for drasha material, if starting with the in all the Hasidic svarim. They all work with that besora. That they get, they start with the besora of a certain word that appears, and then they link it together thematically, not just in terms of the word. So he says like this. He says, "Zekavaras hemshech hamesor tzei hilochem ba'molik." Right? We have the pasuk tzei hilochem ba'molik, and then we have the pasuk tzei hasode. Right? V'suda litzayit. Right? With Yitzchak and Esav, he says, "Go to the field and get me meat." So, what are the two times of tzei? By Esav and by Amalek. Say asoda, the tzuduli tzayin, and say hilochem ba'amolik. Mispar wat, tzadi aleph, is 91. Right? So twice 91, he says, shenema gab eisav ba'amolik, hapchul kdusha losin, yutzirf havaya, and the shame of aleph dal. So havaya was 26. And the shame of Aleph Dalid is 65. So that's also what is 91. And that's the rumors in the shame of Yaakov. Because Yaakov, what's the shame Yaakov? Is all of is what? 182. That's twice say. Twice say is the shame Yaakov. Based upon Tzadi Aleph. Shenevach Ishimo. So when Yaakov and the Malach were fighting, Lo Noga Labiyotze Yerecho, right? The Pasuk says that Vatekov Kaf Yorech Yaakov, right? So what does that refer to? Not just physically his thigh, but it means the future generations, because that part of the body where one propagates. So that's the future generation, the Yotze Yerecho. So, And the yet, what do we call the Yotze Yirecho of a person? Tzaeinu. So that's the two times what? Tzari Aleph, Tzaei Meav. In base part of Tzari Aleph. L'chein Anu Mispalim Berkis HaTorah. That's why, what do we say? Berkis HaTorah. That's the base poem in Tzari Aleph. So he writes, Sarshal Esav, Haynu Samov, Amolik, Rusul of Goma, Hemshech Hadoros. See, what does a Sarshal Esav bother? He wants that we shouldn't be able to be the continuation of the Mesorah to the next generation. He wants to stop that. He wants to stop that. In other words, the Tzari Aleph, Tzari Aleph. So that's what it means that Kamosha Omru Apostle by Gabba Kafi Yerich Yaakov, Hema Doris Ayotzim, the Yerich Yaakov, the Hainu Hagzera Shigozu Umos Haolam Machmas Sherotol Hafrid Hemshech Ikium Hadoris. So he says that's the Pshat, Zeshamati, continuing in the Sefer, Ikre Sofer, Rav Kiva, Lozmir. He says, Zeshamati on page. Page 16, the Pishim of Shmuel Unsdorfer from Peshberg. He says, Milchama Lashem Ba'amalek Midor Dor. Loksiv Midor Vidor, Bevov Achibor. Kizet Iker Milchamto Shal Amalek Lahafsik Ben Dor Lador. In other words, Amalek's Iker Matara is there shouldn't be a continuation from one generation to the other. That's why Dor Dor. Shalo Ye Keshem Ben Hador Hazel Lador Sakodmi. Of al anu ba avodoseinu, what's our avodah? Lilochem. We have to fight against this. That while we want that there should be a continuation, and we should get from a previous generation, we should give to the next generation. That's the tzari aleph, the tzatzainu. And that's our fight against the Esav and fight against Amalek. That's the two. Say hasada, as Esav and Amalek, because their idea is that, you know, you live for today. You don't care about transmitting a message for the future or getting a message from the previous generation. So that's what we say davening Lador Vador Nagigolecha. Ki Avonoseinu hi lahamshich, says Mikveh Sofer, es avol hachibor Lador Vador. Tzchaber lahamshich es derech Hador Sakodmi. So he says, Al pizeh peirashti masha omri bepurim. Shoshana Yaakov, Zaholov Samech. Shemesuel Smechim, but Mapolos Amalek, right? On Purim, we destroy Amalek. Vasar Shalom Rotzel of Gom Yotze Chalotzov, Shuasam Hayisa Lanetzach. That we want there should be a Nitzchias, there should be a Hemshech Hadoros. Vesik Vosom, not Bechol, Dor, Vador. Not what Amalek wants, Dor, Dor. Each door should be a separate thing. There should be a hemshech. The Rama is a hemshech shal shalos adoros. That's the Yeshua. Uve'ezer over mamshichim. So he says. So how do you create this? How do you create this hemshech? Right. Ve'ezer ofen mamshichim shashros adoros. Ve'ofen the chosov. The Sefer Cheshev Sofer, the Sefer Cheshev Sofer says, "Shirotim lahashris Asia Dorval Doris, as I'm in a hechra shav yamal lefnei banav osu mofsis." The Zeh ba'atzmi yira lahem as a derech shayochuma. He says, "Eiker who has reasons for deklim kiyum b'mitzvum mushum kershu on the farshim." Next page, Mamar Kosum. Oh, so that's the idea. What's the idea? Shabbanim roim as a simcha gedolah shel aviyim, shahu zochel kaim es mitzvos Hashem. In other words, the way you can make a continuation is if the child sees the father is the simcha when he services Hashem. So that makes a roshem. So nachalti edosecha laolam, Pasuk says in Tehillim. Why? Ki sasam libi heima. Shabbanim roim es asimcha agdola shel aviyim. Yishar shehu zocha l'kayim es mitzvos Hashem. Osa hadover roshem godo b'leiv habanim. Mashpi aleim hashpa Godol Baal Tosser Behem La'olam. Zetzrach Nachlosi Edosecha La'olam. Hainu Gam Labon of Acharav Ali Deki Sosol Libihem. So that's what the Cheshav Sofer says. So he says, Zep, Pirusha, Machesh, Sofer, Divya, because of Tzavitz, Aaron, as Bon of Labor. Right? Parshat Tzav, Ein Tzav, El Loshon Zirus, Miyad Uladoris. A Kavonashal, Rakal Yidei Zirus, says the Ikve Sofer, Efsha Lekayim, Gam Ladoris, Haboim, as a Tzivor Haboris Borach. Shabbi Musov, Divya, Meshav, Apostle, Tzavitz, Aaron, as Bon of. Ain't Tzavel Loshon Zirus Miyad Lodoros, because the pasuk says Tzavis Aron Vezbonim. So you see, the father has reasons. The father has simcha. He shows the. So then it will what? It will go to the next generation, and that's the milchama against Amalek. Because Amalek's sheet is door. You could have this generation and that generation, but this shouldn't be necessarily a continuity. Each generation should do their own thing, and not have a Besorah from the previous generation. But the Arif sheet is Shuvasam Hayisa LaNetzach, the Sikvasam Chol Dor Vador, that Hemshech. All this is in the Sefer Ikvei Sofer. Well, so he says, Vizen, let's continue the Sefer Ikvei Sofer, page 17. Vizen Yeshlitain Tam Lam Shekosim Sfar Amalek, famous word. Amalek is Gematriyawat, Suffolk. Hizaya Melchemes Amalek. The whole milchama of Amalek, the ultimate goal of Amalek is this: is door. There shouldn't be that continuity. So when we have simcha, we're doing the mitzvah, so the children see the simcha of the father, so then they'll want to continue in that path. But Amalek's thing is gematria suffik. He says, Shalom. I want you always to be besafek. Always, when a person is besafek, he doesn't have simcha, like we said before. Eight simcha kataras hasfekus. And when you have safek about something, then you're not happy. You're not miyushav bedas. But Olam Shah, you come in mitzvah simcha v'chichim lev sholem. Right, you come below lev kmitzvah zanoshim b'lumoda. So that's al derech omru chakadmon. Eight simcha kataras hasfekus. So a person has simcha, has chiyah kedusha, so then he doesn't have sveikus. Rakhu molly sveikus. Ino yochel lachnis bizarro chesha. Nimso shemim mekayim mitzvahs besimcha chiyah kedusha elo sveikus. He has the simcha kedusha. He doesn't have. Sfeikus. And that's what Amalek is all about. Amalek is putting Sfeikus. Amalek, Vide Yaakov Avinu, Omer HaTorah, next column, page 17, the left. Yaakov Avinu, Omer HaTorah. See, Yaakov Ish Tam, Yoshev Olim. Vatorah Nikra Shira. Kiatorah Kula Nikra Shira. Vata Kitzvul Chemes HaShira Zos. He says, because Yaakov Avinu teaches us the idea of how do we continue. I remember Rav Scheinberg Zatzal used to come to Brooklyn by Rabbi Bashner. He used to always say over that he used the darshan and the Shmon Esrei by Mincha. Avraham Yagel, Yitzchak Yiranein. Because Avraham is happy, Yitzchak Yiranein. Well, but they don't have the full Menuchas Nefesh. Why? Because each one had a son that wasn't, went off the derech. But Yaakov Uvonov, because it's Yaakov Avonov that Yaakov was able to transmit it to all his children, Bitoso Shlema, that he had all his children following his derech. So then he had the full Menuchas HaNefesh, and that's the idea. Because if you have the mitzvahs b'simcha, so and that's what Rashi said. Ein adam shar shira al mitoch simcha, and that's this week's parsha is Shabbos Shira. So that's the idea of. And he says that's the name of Yaakov is Yisrael. Notrikon Shir Kel. Kipkocha Shira La Simcha Zachul Hemshech Hadoros. That's the Hemshech Hadoros. So now he's going to say a beautiful word. Everything here is beautiful. Say Ikvei Sofer. This is what he's going to say. So again, till now we discussed that the Muhammad of Amalek is the to have just Chamal Hashem Alek be door, not to have a Hemshech. And that's the two times Tse by Amalek is, and the two problems is Tse is Yaakov and Esav, and is Esav and Amalek, and Yaakov is the two problem Tse is to go against that idea. So he says, but Rav Hashanim, he writes here, page 17. Rav Hashanim Chal Yom Chamisha Asar B'Shvat Parshas B'Shalach. Right, usually, two B'Shvat is in Parshas B'Shalach. B'Shavu Shekorm Shiras Hayam. So he says, what's the connection? Yesh L'Kasher Zman Rosh Hashanah Li'Nolim Sipkir Parshas Shira. So he says the same idea. Look what he's going to say here. Page 18. Because we saw the famous Gemara. He had miftari mehadadi amr le divachan mar. So what was the bracha? Elon, right? So you yotei chalotzecha kamocha. So v'yeshul dakte. Look here what he's going to say. Page 18. Again, these are the Torahs of from Chassam Sofer and other things. You know, I don't know whether some are his or whatever, but it's, you know. As if it's a good with the big and whatever. But what's the idea? Elon. What's Elon? So he says, Elon, what is the numerical value of Elon? Is what? Tzari Aleph. Oh. Shnei pa'amim Tzari Aleph. That's what? Tzatza Enu. If he came in Shirotza Levarach or so, she called. What was the bracha he was going to give? So you call Yotzecha Latzecha Kamocha. Tzei Meiav Yu Kamoso. L'chein Kof of Omar Elon Davka. The Rambam's Albrikas Tzeitzav She Yolchu Bedarche Avos. Because that's the two Tzari Alos. Kamosha Matzina B'Yakov Avinu. Yaakov Gematria based on Tzari Alos. Shenovak Yishimo. And what was the whole Melchama? Was on Yotze Yerecho, right? Chazal said. Because and Yaakov Avinu is misgaber on Sarah Shal Esav, and that's he was the Shlishi Shal Avos. He had the schus of the Gimel three generations, and that's the vort that Rav Scheinberg likes to say over Yaakov Uvanov Yanuchuvo. That was the continuation. So that's the pshat. It's a dover Omer Yishlofar Shloshan Hamishnah. What does it say? Be'echad b'shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilan divrei be'shamay be'shil omim b'chamisha osama. V'yesh t'dak l'mosh ha'mishnah Rosh Hashanah le'ilan. What does it say? Le'ilan not le'ilanos. V'adei time rabbi ikil shedikdek v'atar omar l'mosh yachid le'ilan. L'verino nal yispar ha'kavana sh'lo ram sh'bal ha'rama is naki ilan omim b'gmatria tzadi alef. L'horos al tzatza'enu. Because le'ilan is the tzadi alef to show this idea. And that's the koach hashira. Because when we have koach hashira, it means we have koach hasimcha. So once you have koach hasimcha, that will continue. That's the famous word from Rav Moshe Feinstein. That I remember when I was in college, one of the best courses I took here in college was Yiddish with Professor Hoffman. He still lives Baruch Hashem in the neighborhood here. So one day he decided we should go on a class trip to the Yiddish theater. To go on a class trip to the Yiddish theater. And the Yiddish theater was, you know, they were the Yiddishists. And the Yiddishists weren't always necessarily from, but they were Yiddishists. They spoke Yiddish. They liked Yiddish. So the name of the play that we went to see in the Yiddish theater was a Schwer zu sein Yid. It's hard to be a Jew. So that's the famous word that Rav Moshe Feinstein said. But how come so many people came to America and their kids went off the derech, even big rabbanim, their kids, because they had this attitude of Shver Tzuzayniyit. That Yiddishkeit is difficult, so it's not, there's no simcha. It's just, you have to do certain things and you have to do them, whether you like them or not. And there was no tam. There was no simcha. And then Rav Moshe Feinstein said, that's why there was no continuation. And this is what the word, the Sefer Ikve Sofer is saying, that Yaakov Uvanov, because Yaakov is the Shira, is the he was able to fight the Muhammad to get the next generation. That's why Naga B'Kaf Yirecho. That's what he the Sar Shel Esav didn't want the Kafir. Kafir Recho is the where the person propagates, where the continuation, and that's the in Yaakov Avinu is the twice Tzadi Aleph twice. That's Etzainu. That was the Mechamim Hashem Bamolik. Mechamim Hashem Bamolik Midor Dor, and that's the. And in the Drushas Chasam Sofer here, he has a piece. It's not so you can look at it later, but he discusses how come there's no stake in the Yoma and Yom Kippur. Pashas is because we're not able to fast 2 days. But he says that he says a whole thing there about that we want the kapara of Yom Kippur to be B'toras Vaday. Not the Torah suffix. So therefore, we follow the rove. The rove is that it's, you don't need to, he says, so therefore, that's what he writes here, that there was no, yeah, on page, yeah, on page 20, on the left side. Chil nachon chakir achas, my time rove chazal, lahakel besofik yom kippurim, din lasos beiz yomim, tov. So we know what based on the rove when Yom Kippur is going to be. If rove shanim el is not uber, but on the other Yom Tovim, we still do Yom Tov Sheni, but in Yom Kippur not. So he writes here this idea that. Let's see what line he says it on. Yeah, on page 22 on the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh line. Shezachin l'din shelorotzul l'hachmi biyom kippurim samchu aruba shelote kaparis kol Yisrael toli b'safik yom zeh lo yashum b'chap kapar gemur. So they didn't want Yom Kippur should end off with a safik. Now, Kippur is going to be the ultimate time. It's going to lead to Sukkah. It's going to lead to Man Simcha Seinu. It should be B'Toras Vaday, because Ain Simcha K'Toras HaSfeikas. So no Sfeikas. Besides the simple shot that it's too much to fast, so 2 days in a row. But this idea. So this week's parasha is Oz Yashir Moshe. Starts off with the Shira. The Shira comes from Simcha, and it ends with the Mechama against Amalek. And the Mechama and the... And the idea is the Mechama of Amalek is Midor Dor, is he wants him to throw Suffolk, Amalek Begmatria Suffolk. In the Suffolk, you don't have Simcha, because as the phrase goes, Ain Simcha Kataras HaSfeikus. And that's how we, so we start, we begin with the Shira, and we end with the Mechama of Amalek. And the purpose of the Shira, the purpose of the Simcha, is that that's the only way that'll be the Dor Vador Nagidot Lelech, Bneitzach Nitzachim. Then there'll be Hemshechis. It won't be just one generation, and that's the Pasuk in Mishlei. The Pasuk in Mishlei says that you want to keep a Mesorah that's Olam, so then you have to have that level. Then there can be Hemshechis. That's the Tzei, and say Hilochem Amalek, and say those are the two things, because that was the Tzatzeinu. That's what bothered the Sarah Shal Esav. That's the Yotze Yerechel, Noga B'Kaf Yerechel. That's our mission in life, is Ilan B'Mav Arechecha. Because Ilan it's Tzari Aleph, Tzari Aleph. It's Tzatzeinu. And that's the Sheyu Kol Yotzecha L'Tzecha Kamocha. That's the goal. That's the goal, is that we have that Simcha Sachayim of our learning and Avodat Hashem. It's not a dry thing. It's Simcha, but then we'll be able to be Amshechet for the future generations. And then it'll be what? L'dor v'ador, not Gikovach, Netzach Nusochim, but not door, two generations that have nothing to do with each other. So Simchas Hashira is the Hagana of the Amalek, because Amalek wants Suffolk, so there shouldn't be that connection. There shouldn't be the Simchas Hachaim, and with that, as Hashem, should be the Nitzachon of Amalek, that ain't Simcha Kataras HaSfeikus. And that, as Hashem, should be the Hemshech for future generations.
Shkoyach, shkoyach.
Hey, thank you all for coming. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. Good
Shabbos, shkoyach.
And Yosef Mordechai from Yerushalayim is here. And all you people. No, I think next week, this was an official Bein HaSemestrim shiur. That's why it's 3:15 here. Normally, next week should be back at the other location at the other time. Yeah, Yoma, it's good to see you.
Yashikaya from good Shabbos.
Shabbos, talk to us.